Tuesday, 25th of December, Vitamins and Shabbos by Rabbi Tzvi David Cohen. Good morning. I know it's customary to speak on topical themes. I'll tell you away. So after Rabbi asked me to speak, and I told him, well, I'm learning off of Rabbi Chandler, so I'm going back with the matter as to why Shul on Shabbos is a topical theme for the 25th of December. Well, 25th of December, we'll know, is the day which is celebrated as the day of the birth of the Mesias. It wasn't the day of the birth of the Mesias, it was the day which was celebrated as his birth. Something, a day which was the beginning of, perhaps you could say, the Shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of much Torah for Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us, with regards to Shabbos, many things. One of the things which is well known, Chazal tell us, Ilmalei Shomu Yisrael Shtei Shabbosei Miyad Nigolim. So perhaps, if we learn a little bit about Shabbos, the Shmona Shabbos, something which we sing every Shabbos, Yeshmona Shabbos, Kel Yishmereini, Alibay the Shmir Shabbos, you will need Refuah, and perhaps also we won't have any more of such Torahs which have come about through the cause of the birth of Eitz Mesis. Chazal tell us, the Gemara tells us in Megillah, till the seventh day, the party wasn't going. The party has been going 7 days already. Says the Gemara, "Marov yem ashvi Shabbos hayom." She saw leichlin v'sheisin, maschilin v'divetei v'divet v'tishpochei, sabalev gechovim shleichlin v'sheisin, maschilin l'divetei. When the going get together, the betiflus, the same party as when Klal Yisrael get together. That was Yom HaShvi, Ketev Lev HaMelech B'Yayin. So with Hashem, today is our Yom HaShvi. We'll discuss with Shabbos a little bit. Lumach the Goyim, Kone, Shavyoch Lev HaShvi, is Yom HaTiflus, with Hashem, you'll be Zeich, it's Miyad Nigolim. In the Shainim we have, with regard to Echayla on Shabbos, three, perhaps four shittes. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Tavkuf Chavtes, somebody who is ill, but not critically so, there's no sakona involved in his illness, then he's allowed to ask the goy to do whatever is required for medicinal purposes to improve his health. Let's do a sakona. Which there is a sakona, halacha is mchalil Shabbos al de godel. What's a godel? To Malkim in the Mefarshim, a godel means either it means a godel and not a cotton. We shouldn't rely on a child to do it. We should godel person who a badash should go and do whatever has to be done immediately. Or godel means an odin godel. We have to make sure that an example is set. We have Rabbi Yashu standing by the phone and someone shouts out Tola, he has to pick up the phone to tell us, to call out Tola, his job. Why? Everyone should see him. The Godel Maktis, Odom Godel. Something which there's no vacancy in the Shilas, Odom Godel is Mechal HaShabbos. That's if there's a Sakona. If there's no Sakona, then the Gemara tells us, Aime Benochri Vaisa, Amir La'akum, ask you going to do something, the Shvus is a Drabonon. So this is a Drabonon, we allow for a Chayla Shein B'Sakona. What's not clear though in the Gemara is what happens if it's another day to Rabbanu which has to be done. Not Amir al-Akum, which we know is a Shavuz Kal, it's a Shavuz the less way Maisa, it's a Rabbanu which does not require any actions on behalf the part of Yisrael. So what will be the halacha then regarding other Shavuz and other Yisrael Rabbanu? Can a Yid be a Daim go and do an Yisrael Rabbanu on behalf of a Choyle? And now we have a number of Shittas in Yerushalayim. Ramban differentiates between sakona teiva and less be sakona teiva. As we said, Racholish yesh be sakona Yisrael Godel can be mechal Shabbos, but it is only sakona nefoshes. Sakona teiva would not allow chilul Shabbos al ydei goy unless there's obviously a possibility that might come to sakona nefoshes. But says Ramban, sakona teiva we will allow a chilul Shabbos by Yid for Yisrael Rabbonon. If there is no sakona teiva, regular chayle, there's no sakona at all, not even sakona seiva, then a yid cannot do an Yisrael Rabbonon normally, but he can do an Yisrael Rabbonon al-Yedei Shinui. That's Shittas Ramban. The Rosh is Rasabkele. He also says a Sakonas Eva, a Yid can do Nisad Rabbonim B'Yadayim, whereas if it's no Sakonas Eva, it's Rasabkele, he's not sure as to whether we allow a Yid to go and do another Nisad Rabbonim. The Rashbo, and so the Rambam, according to the Tor, says there's no difference between Sakonas Eva and no Sakonas Eva, a Yid is allowed to go and do a Nisad Rabbonim. Fourth Shitta is the Rambam according to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef has many questions on the Tor's understanding the Rambam, and he learns that there's no difference between Zakana Seva or not Zakana Seva. A Yid is not allowed to do a Nisa Drabonon. The only Drabonon which will must is a Mirul Akum. That is if the Drabonon has a Shaitas to a Malacha Deraita, something which might be close to bordering on Kosev, Tevea, the various other Malachas which might be associated with what you are doing. But something which has no Shaitas to a Nisa Deraita, a Drabonon which is completely independent of Isura Deraita, then we will be matir. Those are four shittas we find in the Rishonim, and all four shittas are brought down by the Mechaber and Simon Shin Chovches, the Simon and Arachos of Refuah in Sif Yod Zayin. How does the Mechaber pass him? He brings all four shittas. The Mechaber finishes off his Halacha with Divrei HaSvara HaShlishis Niroyin, and when the Mechaber refers to Svara HaShlishis, he's referring to the Ramban. Shittas Ramban, again, that Isar Drabonon cannot be done normally unless there is a Sakonat Eva, but you can do a Issad Rabbonon Ale Deshinui even if there is no Sakonat Eva. That is Shittas HaRamban, that is Shittas HaMachaber, and that is that all the Gedolei Achronim, Paskin, the Morgan of Rome, the Mo, they all go with this Mahalach, the Shitta, with Paskin like Shittas HaRamban. Obviously, again, Sakonat Eva, or a Sakona which, Eva, or even a regular Chayla, which might come with the Sakonat Nafoshes, is a separate issue. That we're Amachal of Shabbos, Filisuri Deraita, but if the Chayla Sheim Beis Sakona, Klal, there is no Sakona at all involved, Shittas HaChaber, Ramo, Mogen Avrom, is like the Ramban, in her required to do a Shin. Who is considered a Chayla Sheim Beis Sakona that we are allowed to do an Isid Rabbonon? Are they Shinri? So the Mavoi and the Mechaber, not so clearly, but the Mogen Avraham definitely says so. Prima Godim, he agrees with what the Mogen Avraham says. A Chayla, which is Chaylul Kol HaGuf, a Chayla who is ill to the extent that it affects his whole body, or a Chayla who might have to, under usual circumstances, put himself to bed, can't continue in a normal fashion his everyday routine, that Chayla is a Chayla She'im Bo Sakana, who will permit a Issa D'Rabbanon Al Yedei Shinui. Whereas a person has a mechush ba'alma, a person has a slight headache, something bothering him slightly, perhaps pain in one particular limb, that person is not considered a chayla in halacha, and that person is not allowed to do an issur d'rabbanon, even alidei shinui. That is the pashtus of the halacha. I know there are, regarding medication, some shittas which at the time disagree with this, but generally speaking, that is the consensus of the Paiskim. A person who has only a mechush is not allowed to do an Issa Drabonon Afilu Alidation. Therefore, for example, a person who requires medicine and doesn't have someone Shabbos, if he'd want to go and take money, walk through the side streets when there's no Issa Deraisa, go to a chemist and buy some medicine, if he's a Chayla, then he'll be doing Issa Drabonon, he'll be permitted Alidation. If it is a person has a mechush ba'alma, a slight headache, he would not be permitted to do so. That is the basic halachas of when we're mechal Shabbos and how we're mechal Shabbos for a person who is a chayla or a person who has a sakana favor. Shin chovches sifalef, the Torah starts. The Torah brings the halacha. Kol refua osu la'atit b'shabbos gzelem shum shchika samamonim. Any medical process is forbidden on Shabbos. Why? Chazal were concerned shchikas sanamoyim. A person might come to create medication. A person might grind herbs to create concoction which is required for the illness the person has, and therefore kol refuah osu la'aseis b'Shabbos. This is the right term. Shchikas sanamoyim, teichen, therefore Chazal asid kol refuah. This halacha is mavur in many places in the Rishonim. Mefurish in Gemara, it's only brought really, I think, in one place where the Gemara is discussing before the behemoth. A behemoth, oxalate dam, which I understand means that poor circulation, and the Gemara discusses what are you allowed to do for this behemoth or not, can you stand it in water to cure it, and then the Gemara says, Shfita Salamonim, and says the Gemara, if that's the case, why is it permitted for a person? A person should also be forbidden. And the Gemara says, a person that can make car is cooling himself off, it's not apparent that a person is doing something to improve his health. That Mashmos and Gemara seems to be quite clear that there is the reason for refuah on Shabbos, Shchikas Salamonim, and it's definitely clear in the Rishonim, Rashi places, Rambam, many, many places, that the Issa refuah on Shabbos is, as the Torah says, is Mashmos Shchikas Salamonim. When will this is apply? Zechura should follow what we said earlier. That if a person is a choler, which is choler kolaguf, a person is not a mishkov, a person has a terrible migraine, is in bed, or should be in bed, this person, Zechura, is allowed to go and do any refuah, even though we have, generally speaking, zero shchikas ha-mamonim, as long as he does it with the shinui. Shchikas ha-ramban. Whereas the person only has a slight headache and won't take aspirin, the chura will not be allowed to take his medication for his mechush ba'alma. Is that how we pass him? That a person who is ill in bed is only allowed to take medication with a shinui? The Rambam says in the halacha, Siv Lamed Zayin, V'cheini nofal mishkov shari, a person is allowed to take anything even if it's not regular food, if he's nofal mishkov. Person is allowed to take medication. It seems to be clear in halacha that although we pass in like Ramban, the Issa d'Rabbanon, even for a choler kol aguf, is only permitted alei shinui, when it comes to the Issa of refuah of shchikas ha-mamonim, we are allowed to take it in a regular way. This is the question posed by the Bach and the Taz on the halacha here, which the Ramo brings, which the Mechaber brings. They disagree. But the Radvaz, Nishma Sodom, others, they say quite clearly that although we do generally paskin like the Ramban, and we do have this halacha that to do any issa d'rabbanon for a choyle, whose choyle kol aguf does require a shinui, but with regards to medication, regards to this issa of kol refuah, she also la'aseh mishum shchikas ha-mamonim, that we will permit even without a shinui if you are a choyle kol aguf. Whereas a person who is not choyle kol aguf, person who mechush ba'alma, we won't. Just as we find generally in the halacha of doing the Issa d'Rabbanon, there's a chiduk between the choyle kol aguf and the mechush ba'alma, so too with this halacha of b'mekol shchikas ha-mamonim also will have the same differentiation. The Mechaber brings two halachas in Sif Lamed Zayin, Shinchoche Sif Lamed Zayin. I'll read out what the Mechaber says to you. Kol oichlin u'mashkin sheimaychul b'riim muter lo'ichron v'lishtoysom אף על פי שהם קושין לקצת בריאים ומוכח המילצה דלרפוא עוביד אפילו הוקה שורי. Any food, any drink, which is food which is, or drink which is normally eaten or drunk by a person, a healthy person, מייכל בריאים, even though it might have some negative side effects, it might be good for your eyes, bad for your stomach, is an example given, and it's מוכח המילצה דלרפוא עוביד Afilahochi, sorry. Person is allowed to take this on Shabbos. The next halacha, kol she'enoi maichul u'mashke b'riim, something which is not maichul u'mashke b'riim, osu la'ochle v'lishtoise l'refuah. Something which is not food usually consumed by a healthy person, osu la'ochle v'lishtoise l'refuah. V'davke min she'yesh le'mechush ba'alma v'mischazek v'olech tibori. Something which is not usually taken by a healthy person, you're not allowed to take on Shabbos. When, if you have a mechush ba'alma, if you have a slight headache, you have a slight illness, you're not allowed to take it. Aval im ein lo shum mechush muta. The person who is completely healthy will be allowed to eat or drink this food she'ein lo mechush b'riim. Says Ramo v'hagov v'chein im nofal mishkov shari. So to a person with a proper choyla would also obviously be allowed to take this medication. Two halachas. First halacha mechush b'riim, second one mechush she'ein lo mechush b'riim. Firstly, just a query on the first halacha. If it's Michael Bream, how do you have Mukha Chamilta the refu of it? If it's something which healthy people do eat, then how can it ever be Mukha Chamilta that he's doing it for refu? Maybe he's not. Maybe he's doing it because he likes it. Michael Bream. That's a question which I had on the Mechaber. It's a question which is posed by the Tilele David and others. among Tfilah as to exactly how to answer that question, we'll leave it. Ma'achol Shaina Ma'achol Briyim. The Mechaber says, Osu la'ochrei v'lishtei selu refuo, v'dafke mi sheyesh le'imei chush ba'alma, v'mitchazek v'hoylech kebori. Person who is healthy, why is he eating Ma'achol Shaina Ma'achol Briyim? Ma'achol Shaina Ma'achol Briyim, unhealthy food. Osu la'ochrei v'lishtei selu refuo, you're not allowed to eat it or drink it for refuo, when? If you have a headache. If you're not, if you don't have a headache, if he is ein leshum meichush, then you're allowed to eat it. Mutar. Why am I taking it? Why, if I am completely healthy, am I taking something which is ein meichush brim? Hungry, thirsty, tasty, I like it. Fair enough. And what happens if I have another reason for taking it? I'm healthy, I'm well, but I want to take it as a boost for my strength, for my health.
Vitamins.
So, on this halacha, on this mechaber, says the Mogen Avraham, Dehainu, sho'echel v'sheitzel l'ravaynei v'litimaynei. You're eating or you're drinking these foods, you're hungry and you're thirsty. Ma'echel she'ene ma'echel b'riyim, ein l'shom echel. I'm well, I'm healthy. Why am I taking it? Echel v'sheitzel l'ravaynei v'litimaynei. Avol, im u'eitzel l'refuo, even though he's a body gomur also. Person who is doing it to strengthen himself, others bring it to l'chazik l'chaysov, it will be also. Mogen Avraham says in the Mechaber, Michael she'ena Michael Brim, the person who has no mechush is allowed to take it. Why are you allowed to take it? You're hungry, you're thirsty. You're doing it for lechazik as mizgo, you're doing it to strengthen yourself, to boost your immune system. You're worried about getting ill in the winter, says the Mogen Avraham, it's also. You're not allowed to. The Aruch HaShulchan brings it, Mogen Avraham, and he says, although it might be apparent from the Beis Yosef that he disagrees with this Mogen Avraham, said it's not true. Beis Yosef does not disagree. You should not make that mistake, he says. And he says, V'chein yirein adorin, he paskin v'aloch and ha'maisa, Aruch HaShulchan says, we should paskin this Mogen Avraham. That what? A person who is well, and he wants to take Michael she'ena Michael b'riyim, is not allowed to, unless he's doing it for food, but if he's doing it, l'chazik is mizgo, it's also. What about a person who is doing it because he's hungry, but he actually is not well? He does have a mechush ba'alma. That also, put down halacha mishnah brura. Also. So if you want to take l'chura, according to what we've seen so far, this Mogen Avraham, either a person who has a headache, but is taking his Michael Shaini Brim because he's hungry, or a person who has no headache, but is taking l'chazik as mizgoi, both cases would be also. Be forbidden on Shabbos. And that should, in theory, ask a vitamin. In Chelek Gimel, Merachayim, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Struvas discuss the vitamins. Firstly, he makes 2 points. Firstly, he says, the image of a poshut, the Bishyosef does disagree with the Mogen Avraham. He understands the Mashmos, the Loshon, the Bishyosef, and others, the Bachimans as well, is also Medaiti. The Ramon, some places, they disagree with the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham that says you cannot take Michael Shaina Michael Brim Lechazik Mizgoy says Moshe that Shita Mogen Avraham B'Sheif disagrees, but it doesn't make so much difference to us. He says Mogen Avraham is a Basro, we have to follow the opinion of the Mogen Avraham, especially as the Mogen Avraham has a whole list of riots he brings from Rishonim, from Rambam, from Gemara he brings to prove his point. So you have to be chayish Mogen Avraham Basro. But Moshe has a problem. How can it be? Refuah on Shabbos is, Chazal said, you're not allowed to take a refuah. You're not allowed to take something which is medicine. Something for medicinal purposes. A person who is well, how can you say that what he's doing is medicine? A person is 100% well. He's outside, running around, no problems, no headaches. Ein leshum mechush. How can you consider what he's doing as medicine? How can you include that in Gzeiras Chazal? Tell Shemesh, it cannot be that's what the Magen Avraham meant to say. The Magen Avraham cannot have been discussing such a person. The Magen Avraham must have only been discussing a person who is a little bit weaker than a regular average person. Cholosh betivoy. Person who doesn't have such a strong immune system. Person who's not run of the mill, person who gets ill easier, and he wants to keep himself up like everybody else. And this person is taking vitamins, this person wants to be stronger. Then this person, says the Moshe, the Magen Avraham is coming to tell me, for him, I might have thought that's not called refuah. I might have thought that this person is not even considered like a person such as Meichus. Says, on that, says the Magen Avraham, no. That for this person it will be also. For this person, if he's taking the Meichus, Sha'ein Meichus Brim, today Lechazik as Mizgoi, then because he's Cholash B'tivoi, Lechazik as Mizgoi, for him is going to be Issa of Shechika Samamonim. But a regular person who's taking his tablets because he's strong and healthy, but perhaps he doesn't want to get it, he's worried that maybe in the winter he might come down with something, that person is not shy to consider that a refuah, even according to the Magen Avraham. Maybe not. Maybe he's going to suggest that to stop yourself becoming ill is also called refuah. Says Moshe, a person who wants to apply a dressing to a wound which is healed already, it's permitted on Shabbos, it's not called refuah. The reason you're applying it is to stop it getting worse, irritated by your clothing which is brushing it. Whereas if a person has a wound which is still open or still sore, you're not allowed to apply a dressing. But a wound which is healed and you're just nervous that it might be irritated, then open again, then you're allowed to apply a dressing to that. That's not called refuah. So we see that a concern a person might become ill, to stop a person becoming ill, is not considered refuah. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, it cannot be, and that is what the Magen Avraham asked. So on the one hand, we have a person as well, that Lekula Alma is going to be permitted. And then we have a person who's Cholosh Betivoi, where according to Rav Moshe, that will be the disagreement between the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef. And according to Aruch HaShulchan, even the Beis Yosef will agree later. The Tzitz Eliezer, he has a new idea. The first half of the halacha, which we read in Siv Lamed Zayin, Kol Eichin Umashkim Shehein Meichel Brim Muta Leochlon Velishteison Afa Pishem Koshin Iksav Brim Umucha Chemilzad Lerfu Ovid Afil Hachishori. Something which is regular food, but it has some negative side effects, and it might be Mucha Chemilzad Dinyin for Lerfu, but it's Meichel Brim, healthy food, good food. You're allowed to take it on Shabbos. Even if you're ill, even if it's mucha chemilti dinya for a fuah, you're allowed to eat food on Shabbos. You can have an apple a day, even though you're doing it because you want to stay healthy. Vitamins, says it's Eliezer, which the norm is, people have them on a daily basis. They have them with the meal every single day, lunchtime or breakfast, the person takes a vitamin. And it's the norm amongst many, many people to do so. He says, Vachore is a double portion, that is considered Michael Breen. A person doesn't want to have two oranges in the morning for breakfast, instead he takes a tablet. Takes the vitamin C. It's no different than any Michael Breen. If it's done to the extent that so many people in the population do it, that it would be considered a norm for people to buy this and to take it regularly with their food on a daily basis, it's Michael Breen. That does not mean that a person who is taking his regular daily vitamin can also take others when he's feeling down. You can't add in some other vitamins at the same time, which are not normally taken by most people in the population, because those would be regular medication. Those would not be included in Michael Breen. Those would be Michael Shainer Breen. These regular vitamins, which generally are eaten by many people, Michael Breen, even the refuah, are allowed to be eaten. So what will come out, Aloha? It all depends. If many people generally take this type of vitamin, even when they're healthy, everybody has it as part of a meal, it's considered something which people take on a daily basis, part of their food intake, these type of vitamins, doesn't matter why you're doing it, doesn't matter how you're feeling, you can be ill, you can be well, you can do it for a fool, you can do it because you're hungry, you're allowed to take it. Even if you don't usually take it, it could be you personally don't usually take these vitamins, I don't usually eat oranges, it doesn't mean one day I can't decide to have an orange on Shabbos. It's not refuah. So a person who might not usually be one of the many thousands of people who buy these vitamins, but because many people do, because most people do, person is allowed to take it. If he feels, even if he feels, no, one day, one Shabbos, I want to take a vitamin, it's a tally that everyone has, allowed to take it. Michael Brian. But if it's a type of vitamin which people don't usually just take them on a regular basis, it's not done by many people on a regular basis to have it, then it would not be considered Michael Brian. And if it's not considered Michael Brian, then it will depend. Says Ram Moshe, it will depend. If it's something which you are doing because you're feeling healthy, but I don't want to boost, perhaps I'm worried, it's a winter, I might catch something, then it's okay. Why? Because it's Michael She'ena Michael Briim, and I'm allowed to take it im Ein Leshu Mechush. I'm not taking it, I'm not taking it because I'm ill, Cholosh Betivoy. Although we saw the Morgan of Rome says, a person, a Chazik Mizge can't, Ram Moshe told us that only if you're Cholosh Betivoy. If you're not Cholosh Betivoy, you're allowed to take it. If that particular day you're feeling well. If that particular day you're ill, if that particular day you are down, then you would not be able to take it. Even if you might normally take it. So a person who might normally take one of these vitamins, which others don't, every single day takes it even when he's well, but on a day when he's not feeling so good, he will not be allowed to take it. Because Michael Shaina Michael Brim, you're not allowed to take if you have a mechush. Even if you're doing it for Achila or for Shtir. Whereas a person who doesn't feel good usually, a person who's cholash betivai, a person who's generally weak, generally is not a healthy person and takes vitamins which others don't usually take. So these, says Ram Moshe, there will be a disagreement between the Beit Yosef and between Morgan Avraham. And according to Morgan Avraham, it would be forbidden. According to Beit Yosef, it would be muta. And as you saw, according to Aruch HaShulchan, this will be forbidden even according to the Beit Yosef. Just one last point with regards to Shinui with medication or Shabbos is, I mentioned earlier that the person who is Mechush Ba'alma does not have a heter to take medication even on a day Shinui. That's something which is discussed. Some of the, firstly, Mechush Ba'alma on a day go, you can do a Yisad Rabbono. There'll be a Shvus to Shvus for a Mechush Ba'alma, person who's got a slight irritation on the skin and wants cream applied to it, although he himself can't do that. But Alidei Goy, and he said Rabbonon, would be able to be done. So you could do a Shinui Alidei Goy. A Goy could definitely apply that, he said Rabbonon, on Shabbos. Shvus to Shvus would be makeful even for a Meichush. But even for something which is not Alidei Goy, Ram Moshe discusses something which is Ram Moshe and Chele Beis, Simon Nun, I think it is. Ram Moshe discusses if a person wants to take a medication with a Shinui, if that Shinui is in the process of taking a medication. For example, some person can bring a concept of putting medication into food and taking it. Ram Moshe doesn't like that. Ram Moshe said it's got to be a Shinui which is involved in the usual process, the soluble tablets which are usually dissolved. If that would be done Erev Shabbos as opposed to on Shabbos, then says Ram Moshe, perhaps one would be able to be more lenient. But regularly to just take a Shinui, Ram Moshe doesn't make a Shinui on the way you're eating it, wrapping up in paper and swallowing a tablet, or putting a tablet into a piece of cake and eating it. Ram Moshe doesn't like that, although some other folks can do. Thank you very much.